Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. I'm starting the day out today with my man. He is the head of student of the gun. He is the professor. He is Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, just to set the stage, back in 2016 or 2017, I entered into an agreement with a marketing company. And then some things happened along the way, and it really went well there for a minute. It really sort of established me and got me on the map and made a few things possible. And then with the advent of a few other things that happened, and I think largely due to the fact of what they were peddling at the time, I began to lose those sponsors. Now, it wasn't because I wasn't delivering, because I do a show every day, 3 hours a day, and I have done so since I joined Genesis Communications Network. But despite that, things changed sort of drastically. I actually feel a little more free now, to be honest with you. But this is just something, and this affects you too, doesn't it? I mean, the way people think that you advertise a gun company affects the way you're able to operate too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. We got the... Well, the whole industry, we pretty much got the legs cut out from under us about, what, 3-4 years ago. And it's been, well, there was a lot of things that kind of culminated as the perfect storm. Well, you know, in 2016, we elected Donald Trump. And so we're going to lose our gun buying panic thing went away. You know, they called it the Trump slump, which is sad to me that they would call it that. And it's sad to me that we're in this state, this mental state where companies are counting on or banking on panic buying, you know, and you know as well as I do that a lot of companies thought that the Wicked Witch of the West was going to sneak in there. And so they were stocking up in anticipation of the Wicked Witch getting in there. And then she didn't. And so everybody calmed down. And what happened is things kind of went back to the way they were in the 90s, you know. And then, of course, with that, we had the dramatic winding down of GWAT, you know. And with the great winding down of GWAT, now all those big fat military contracts started disappearing, started going away. So everybody started tightening their belts, and our industry, Bill, is run by the greatest people who are also the most naive and stupid at the exact same time.
It is. It is. It is. But there's one thing they've started doing now in the digital age, right? In the digital age, for some reason, all of a sudden, what attracted a would-be gun buyer was all of this digital stuff, banner ads and mailers promo codes and all these other things that a lot of people have tried to integrate into this. And, in what mediums do you think today's digital ad campaigns that some people try to, is there any medium in which this actually works to where it can be tracked Because they, with Google, didn't they do away with some of the tracking that can go along with some of the things you do?
Well, yeah. Well, what we're doing is we're constantly chasing the algorithm.
Right.
You know, you have a 20-something, 30-something kid, and they say, oh, this is what you have to do for Google or for YouTube or for Instagram or whatever. You got to do this. And so you say, okay. And you make an adjustment. And as soon as you've made the adjustment, they're like, oh, yeah, they changed the algorithm. You know, if you talk to these kids today, when I say kids, I mean late 20s, early 30s, you know, they say, oh, hashtags are meaningless now. Like, hashtags are meaningless. It used to, 10 years ago, it's like, oh, you gotta work your hashtags and your, and all that stuff. And now, no, it's meaningless. But part of the reason it's meaningless is because we've gotta, you know, we're treated as the gun industry, very hostily by Google, by YouTube,
right,
who owns Google. You know, Google owns YouTube. And then you've got Fascist Book that owns Instagarbage. and both of them treat us hostily. So, you know, you tagging something or whatever, that they'll just, you know, Instagram is so, they're famous for, I don't know, they've got these Karens out there that they get three reports from some liberal Karen, and they mark your hashtag as, you know, it's violating their community standards or whatever. And of course, it's, and YouTube does the same thing, and it's all arbitrary. So, you know, it's a rigged game, and we're constantly, as an industry, chasing our tails to try and figure out how to work it.
I got you. So, one of the things that I discovered as I was going along with this, when things were good, things were really good. You know, prior to 2021, I would say. Would you agree with that? It was 2021 where it started to get sort of bad?
Nah, the wheels really started coming off in 2019, when, you know, the industry took a big hit because there's a lot of people in the industry that overextended themselves.
Right.
And so they were sitting on all this, not only inventory, but big mortgages, bank loans, and so forth. And they started having fire sales to try and make their loan payments and move inventory. I mean, we had a couple of the big, oldest, biggest, you know, Ella Brothers. They're your neighbor. Some of the oldest, biggest, distributors in America went bankrupt. Just oof. And I think when that happened, it pretty much sent a shockwave through the industry. And when I say that we have some of the greatest and most naive and stupidest people in the world running our industry, because what they do, and I've seen this for years. I saw it during the Obama years, you know, and then during the Trump years, and then during the Biden, and, you know, they're hurting for sales. It's kind of like the post office model, only our industry can't get away with it. You know, the post office, their sales are down. So what do? They reduce their service and they increase their prices. And in our industry, when sales are down, the first thing they do is they cut their marketing and advertising budgets to save money.
Right.
Because sales are down.
Right.
And I can't even, you know, and people on the outside looking in, whether it's food, whether it's automobiles, whether it's electronics, whatever, they look at that and they're like, you're crazy. And you're crazy. Budweiser, and we all know what Budweiser did, and I think they I think they fired that woman.
They did, but hang on, before you get into that, we're coming up on the break.
It's a
break already. Still got to do those things. You know, still got to do those things. So, when we get back, we're going to talk more about this just because of, I'm beginning to understand why some people think things are bad in the gun industry. You can find Paul at studentofthegun.com. That's where all things begin when it comes to Mr. Markle's world. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Talking to Paul Markle. We're talking about, I guess we would say, we're talking about how gun companies try to get the word out, and how in some cases I kind of think they might be being led awry. Do you think they're being led awry, Paul?
Well, I think a good part of it is they're being led awry by their own naivete.
Right.
You know, just to put a cap on the Budweiser point, So Budweiser lost how many billion dollars thanks to their woke nonsense?
Was it 28?
It was a lot. It was an insane amount. So they lost money. They lost a lot of money. So what was their strategy? They tripled their ad budget from the previous year to this year. This year's ad budget is tripled from the previous. Because in the normal world, when your sales are down and you're losing customers, the way you get them back is marketing and advertising. And everybody knows that. McDonald's knows it. Burger King knows it.
Right.
Budweiser knows it. They all know it. But our industry doesn't know it. They don't know it. And what they've been convinced of, though, sadly, is because of this weird upside down world of the internet and YouTube and all this nonsense, is that they've been convinced that they can get away with marketing on the cheap, you know, with the socialist media or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, Bill, it's like how many of the people on Instagram or YouTube or whatever are qualified customers?
Well,
how many of them are Asian teenagers?
Well, I mean, let's talk about this. Just in the play up, right? So when I got involved with this marketing company, the first thing they were upset about was I didn't have a lot of social media. So I built some social media.
Right, that's not what we're supposed to do.
Right, but I went from like 3,000 likes on my Lock and Load page to about 27,000 likes on my Lock and Load page. Although, and I had my ads and all this other stuff to do this in order to, to make this happen. So I spent money to build up my social media standing so that it would look like I was worth having. However, I have never, ever seen an increase in any revenue from my increase in social media standing. Not a cent.
No, the dirty little secret is you can get hooked up with a company in India, and they'll guarantee you 20,000 more followers on your Instagram or 50,000 more. Depends on how much you want to pay.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you can buy the numbers.
Lots of people.
What are those? Yeah. What does that do for you?
Well, I mean, the other thing is that this marketing company has a social media guru there that he has supposedly brought these people to these so many hundreds of thousands of followers. But you look at them, and one of the persons I've seen with this guy has worked like four different jobs just to try to make his bills. So whatever he spent to build that up has basically been a loss because he can't even do it. You know, he was in media. And he couldn't make it work to where he was able to do media. And in order to be in media, unfortunately, people, you have to be able to pay the rent. You have to be able to keep the lights on. You got to have internet access. You got to.
You mean this isn't free?
No, none of it is free. And if you're like me and Paul, right, you got to have cameras to make videos with, and you got to go places and do things, and maybe you're going to collab like Paul does, or you're going to get people that don't really collab with me, but they'll send me stuff anyway to play with, and they expect something for that, and you can get something out of that, and that's how you create relationships. But none of that pays the rent, and what pays the rent is trying to find somebody to partner up with you in my case and in Paul's case. And I kind of think that, to be honest with you, I kind of think the old way is the best way. I think the audio medium, I think the podcast, the radio show, I think that is the best way to do it, unless you're a multi-billionaire and you've got a TV show, because TV's really expensive.
Oh, yeah, TV's expensive, and the return, you and I both, well, I don't know, have you done TV?
No.
I've done TV and I've done radio. And the ROI, the return on investment for radio, is far better than it is for television. Because when you do TV, that's the crazy thing. It's like you said, unless you're a billionaire or multimillionaire or whatever, everybody thinks and acts and behaves like you're a millionaire if you have a TV show. And so, well, it's kind of like the government, you know, every time you do something, they stick their hand out. Or like having a business. Everybody, you know, there's this weird illusion that, oh, you own your own business? Oh, you must be a millionaire. And everybody's got their hand out. Everybody's got their hand out for money. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys who used to have TV shows, you know, and don't anymore because the return is not, it's not there. It's a lot of work, and a lot of investment for not a lot of return. So, I mean, people are still going to make TV, don't get me wrong, but you're in a situation where, the independent television producers, which I basically was, you know, I'm an independent television producer, to do that, you got to hustle. You got to spend a lot of money, and the return ain't that great. I mean, you know, it's great the first season when everybody sees, you know, you go somewhere and people recognize you because they saw you on TV. That's kind of cool. But ego boosts don't pay the bills.
No. No, they don't.
No.
Ego boosts do not pay the bills. But, I mean, it's been quite interesting to watch this because there for a while, in the beginning of, like, the early YouTube days, the YouTube reviewer could make money hand over fist. Until about, what was it, 2015? But they
got
hand over fist.
They pulled the throttle on that hard.
Yeah. And in the beginning, everybody there, they all just, the climbing, the elevation, everything was just a constant ascendance. And now you have to, I've been on YouTube since 2013. I have 42,000 subscribers. I just want to get to 100,000 and get the plaque. That's all I want to do. Help me, Paul. Help me. Help me, Paul.
Well, the thing is you better stop talking about guns because
I know.
They don't like that stuff.
Well, that's I managed to be monetized nonetheless. I make a whopping $130 every 2 months.
Oh yeah, we're monetized too, but they've got their computers monitoring that stuff really closely.
Yeah.
And if it looks like you're going to make money, all they do is they just arbitrarily demonetize your videos. They send you a note. I get these all the time. They'll send you a computer generates this generic email that says, oh, just so you know, that video, we're not going to take it down. And it can stay up, but it fails to meet our community standards for monetization. So you don't get any money for it.
Right.
Right. And that's how Google has saved themselves $1 billion. Where they had all these guys that were making, you know, they promised people lots of money.
Hold
and
on.
Then they
hold on right
hold
there.
The throttle.
Hold on right there. Hold the throttle there. Top Gun. We'll be right back talking to Paul Marco from Studio of the Gun. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that had enforced the law. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosed having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle. We're talking about, what we face as we try to bring the sermon of the gun to you, training of the gun, politics about the gun, whatever it is. I myself, and I'm sure you do too, Paul, I look at the Second Amendment as the teeth of the Constitution. We just got permitless carry last week, Paul.
I know. I just talked about you on Friday with Mark. We were talking about South Carolina and Louisiana.
Yeah, so
your neighbors to the north need to stop being a bunch of Democrat Confederate racists and
they were close. They were right. Really close. And at the 11th hour, NRA rolls in and says, "This is not a good bill." And Paul Vallone at Grassroots North Carolina was looking at him like, aren't you guys in court right now? Maybe you should just go away and let me handle this. Let me get the half full glass. So,
anyway. What were they trying to do?
I don't remember what the details were to it. I mean, the South Carolina bill is far from perfect as it is, but what we managed to get out of it, I was astounded. It has gone to the Senate 4 or 5 times in the last decade and just been killed in the Senate because they'll all be out there. My senator, who was a Republican, who I supported, got out there on TV when he was the head of the Judiciary Committee that killed it and said, I don't believe that the Second Amendment says you can carry what you want, when you want, wherever you want. He's no longer a senator, though. We got rid of him.
That's good. Yeah, you need to get rid of that jerk.
We got rid of him, so.
He doesn't understand liberty.
So now we've got this wide open thing. And while I do have a radio show here locally, which I can put the word out and everything, I don't have that many advertisers yet. But I only have one that has actually anything to do with guns. But I believe that the old way is the best way. I believe print is probably dead. Would you agree with
that? Oh, it's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's D-E-A-D, dead. There are very few print mags out there that are in our industry now. I don't know how and forget guns. I don't know how the print magazine industry is even going to survive in the next 10 years. Because, I mean, let's face it, their customer base has grown out. They've lost, you know, every year they lose customers and they're not replacing them. It's not like 18-year-olds are going to all of a sudden decide, you know what, I need to start buying magazines. You know, it's not happening. There's not going back. And as long as everybody has smartphones, they're not going back to buying magazines.
Yeah.
And, you know, Athlon is taken over by something else, and they've gone 100% digital. FMG's gone 100% digital. NRA still does some print, but I don't know how long that's going to last. The truth is, I don't mind it, but hey, let's face facts. It costs a lot of money. You know, paper and ink are not free.
No.
And when I was writing for magazines, you know, the mantra was, who's paying for the paper? Who's paying for the ink? You know, and who's paying? You want 100%. Remember when magazines were all black and white, and then they would have like 16 out of the whole magazine. They'd have like 16 color pages.
Yeah, that was a special color section. Yeah.
It was a special color section, you know. And the reason that was because color ink is a lot more expensive than black and white ink, you know, black ink. And it's not you, the end user that's paying for that color ink. It's the advertiser. It's Smith & Wesson. It's Ruger. It's Colt. It's whoever. Kimber, you know, they're the ones who paid for the color ink. And they're not paying for the color ink anymore.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a different world. I was talking to a friend of mine I graduated from high school with, and he said, you know, we could go back. I said, yeah, we could. You and I could. Because it wouldn't be a shock to my system. I was writing and publishing and doing everything before there was an internet. You know, I was taking pictures with this thing called a camera.
Right. I still use those. Not a few.
Yeah. I wasn't taking pictures of the phone. I was taking pictures with a camera. That right. Its only job was to take pictures. You know, I had, you know, people are like, you're a Luddite or you're a fighter or something, whatever. You know, if we had an EMP tomorrow that wiped out Google, oh my, how freeing would that be? That would be so liberating.
Well, I mean, recently we had Facebook, Instagram, and Threads go down for, a few hours?
Yeah.
I thought that was stupendous.
I didn't even notice. We were recording radio. We were doing radio. And it's funny. Did you see we had a guy, we had my friend Brian came on. We talked all about EMPs and solar flares and the attack on that thing. And while we were recording, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram all went down.
Yep.
And I had no idea. And then we were finished in the afternoon. I started seeing all the news about it. I was like, that's funny. And what's crazy is they did the whole AT&T thing. When the AT&T phones went down, they're like, oh, it was a planned upgrade that didn't work. It's like, okay, so you're a multi-billion-dollar corporation,
right,
that put out a faulty upgrade. And they did the same thing. YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram all said, oh, it was a technical error. You're a multi-billion-dollar company.
Well, I mean, you believe, and I believe, that they were hacked, don't you?
Oh, absolutely they
yeah.
were hacked.
Yeah.
They won't admit it. They don't want people to be scared. They don't want people to know the truth. But it's like, you're a multi-billion-dollar company, and your whole system crashed from a, quote, technical error.
Somebody sneezed and hit the wrong button. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so you're either a liar or you're incompetent. Which one is it?
Which one of those is it? Well, I mean, and here's the other thing, though. Here's the other thing. With all of this digital stuff, one thing that they tried to get me to participate in was I had an email newsletter that went, it started out with 18,000 email addresses, but it went down to 12,000 email addresses because, but like if they were selling me this product, they would have gotten out there and said, we're hitting 18,000 customers with this a month. And they're charging people for this. Do you know what the markup is on that when somebody's doing these kind of direct emails for you?
90%. My sons would know.
90%.
Yeah, if you get a 5% conversion on an email blast,
yeah,
that is outstanding.
Yes, it is.
That's a 5% conversion is stupendous.
Well, 5% on 18,000 would be about 9. No, not 5%. It'd be about 900, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. About 900. And that's 900 customers, and that's really good. So the more the better. And so the other thing they would do, though, is like they would get all of their other sponsors to do like a giveaway, and they'd run a raffle, and they'd develop email lists with it. They wouldn't give the person giving the gun away any slice of the email list, and then they would either sell the email list or they would use the email list to add to all of the other stuff that they were doing and harvesting and that and some of the other stuff. But, I mean, how much... Like with search engine optimization, which is also something that they charge these companies with, how much does that actually, do you actually sit back and say, well, I'm Paul Markle. I mean, I've been out here doing this for a long time. Everybody knows who I am. They already know how to find me. How bad do you need search engine optimization?
Oh, well, you need it badly because you've got to cut through all the clutter.
Right.
And that's what's going on. You know, when we started our podcast 10, 11, 12 years ago, whatever it was, you know, the market was a lot thinner than it is today.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I mean, I get every day, I'll get at least 6 to 8 emails from online gun people.
I do. Hang on right
and
there.
And most of them have the same stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, we got one more break coming up because this is a fast time. Student of the Gun. This is a multifaceted website with all kinds of resources waiting for you there. You should go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Just the kind of stuff that we're having to face today, you know, this is a business. What we do is a business. Our business is based upon our passion, but it's a business nonetheless, and we have to treat it as such. And there's some people getting out there sort of messing things up, because we talked about this. A lot of these gun companies have gone out and hired a recently graduated from college Bud Light type to run their marketing now, and they're looking for things that just simply don't exist. Except
for you want to see or know a great example?
Sure.
Fantastic example of that is Wilson Combat. Wilson Combat, I love, a company with 40, going on 50 years of history, a premium brand, and they hired one of these, like you said, one of these, you know, millennial, I came out of college and I've got a degree in social media marketing and blah, 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 blah. And, did you see or hear any of the kerfluffle about the interview between the conversation between Ken Hackthorne and Paul Howe and weapons lights and all that nonsense?
I heard about that. I saw one where they were talking. I saw one little blurb where they were talking about appendix carry.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear the one about the flashlights and everything, but I heard a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah, well, what they did was they originally, and this is what happens when you hire these people. They originally put it, there was a 22-minute conversation between Paul and Ken,
right,
about, you know, whether or not a light on a self-defense gun or an everyday carry gun, a concealed carry gun, is necessary. Not that it's bad or terrible or whatever. And they had a long conversation about, you know, what have you. Well, what these professional social media marketing people do is they took that and they edited it down to 1 minute. But they heavily edited what Ken said. And they put it out there as a 1 minute to try and generate buzz, you know.
Right.
They used the word idiot. And then so because Ken said, well, you know, what are you, an idiot? And one of the things. Anyway, they threw that out there and it backfired on them.
Right.
It backfired hard on Wilson Combat because it was one thing for Ken to get run over by the bus. But the bus also started running over Wilson Combat. And so they have since, and the messed up thing is they pulled down the 22-minute conversation video, which they should have left up, because all of these pundits and these internet, you know, Instagram models and so forth, they're jumping on this bandwagon and about this 1 minute thing.
Right.
If they would have just, so, but that's what happens. Because you get these people and they're like, oh no, this is how you do it. You gotta get clicks and views and derp, 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 derp.
Everybody says that the sweet spot, you don't want to go beyond 4 minutes on any video that you put up anywhere because nobody can pay attention beyond 4 minutes.
That's pathetic. We're raising people that have the attention span of a housefly. And that's not good for our nation. That's not good for the country.
Nope.
That's not good for any society.
Right.
But anyway, so that was a great example of, you know, these super smart kids coming out of college and they're like, we're going to teach you grandpas how to advertise. We're going to teach you how to market. And, you know, they taught them all right.
Here's what I will say. I believe that the reason they're hiring these guys is they've been taken by a bunch of people like my marketing company, which thankfully now has kicked me to the curb. They've been charged millions of dollars on things that they can't see results on.
Yep. Right?
They've had self-anointed experts come to them and tell them, okay, this is where you're going to get this. And they call ROI where they get out there and say, well, we reached 18,000 on this emailing. We did this on this and this on that. And they're looking at their bottom line going, yeah, but I didn't sell any guns. I didn't sell any accessories. I can't see any sort of a jump or any sort of a thing. And I'm firmly convinced that that's how I lost the sponsors I lost, not because of me, but because of the overall package that I was a part of was not paying for itself.
In our industry, you can't say, oh, well, this Instagram model has 90,000 followers and they talked about your gun. Okay. Well, how many of those 90,000 followers went out and bought a gun?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You have no way. You have no way of knowing. Because you sure as heck can't, you know, if for 1 second InstaGarbage thinks that you're, quote, advertising a gun for sale, they shut you down.
Yeah.
InstaGarbage. So, or ammo or a knife or, I mean, for the love of Pete, I've had stuff about traumatic first aid pulled down.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, you know, we're in a situation where, you know, you and I, we're the billboard, man.
Right.
You know, that's what we are. We're the billboard for these companies. We're trying to generate name recognition, brand recognition.
Ad campaigns are based upon a constant barrage of imagery and audio, letting them know that the product is out, products out there and existing is worth your look. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes a little bit of time to do it. But once it starts, I mean, you're still associated with products that haven't advertised with you for how long?
Oh, geez. I know. I'll run into people and they're like, oh, look, I bought this based on your recommendation. And I recommended that 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And that company decided that they needed to cut their advertising budget because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to market anymore. So yeah. And, you know, Jared is, we still get these people who are like, well, we'd like to try you out for 3 months. And he'll tell them no. There, 3 months is not long enough to even know.
People are just
waking up.
You know, Coca-Cola, they're number one. And no matter, they're not sitting back going, well, we've conquered the market. We don't have to advertise anymore. They put so many $1 billion per year into marketing because they intend to stay.
Oh, that's right.
And the gun industry is still trying to find their legs on what is actually going to work day in and day out. And the problem is, like print, well, that went away. YouTube,
yep.
that got started getting stepped on and everything else. What's left now? Well, me and Paul Markle, that's what's left. The digital,
yep. They can't censor what I say yet.
Yep, digital marketing will work in certain venues, but it's not going to be based on how many emails you get out. It's not going to be based on any of the giveaways you do, because in reality, when you do that, whichever company you're doing it with, they're using that to mine for their own data and their own profit.
That's right.
So, and I mean, I've just sat back and I've watched over the course of 6 or 7 years, I've watched this happen with me, and now I am free and clear to navigate, although I might let Jared do a few things if he wants to play with it, just because it'd be fun to have Jared do things. But it doesn't matter, because I'm free and clear to navigate. I can do whatever I want now. That's nice. I like that. I like that.
Indeed.
Yeah. I did go and train very hard last weekend. I was shooting and moving so much that I was sitting there leaning on the table where I was reloading my magazines, huffing and puffing. I need to do that more. But I was hitting, Paul. I was hitting. So
good.
Using the Glock 45, I was hitting. I'd back up to 30 yards, and I'd aim at the mouth of a head of a target. I just obliterated the teeth in the target. It's just, everything's working out good. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. All I need now is I've got a Jaeger certificate. I've got a Fisher certificate. I just need to find a way to get a Markle and a Harrington.
Well, you know.
But that means I got to go to where the food is. I know that. I understand.
Yeah, we're actually getting ready to, you know, it's funny you said that. We're getting ready to spread the gospel of the armed citizen. I'm going on as of tomorrow, we're hitting the road. We're going to Tennessee, and then we're going to Texas to spread the gospel of the armed citizen. That's what it's all about.
And see, the reason people know that Paul's going to be doing that is because Paul knows that the old way is the best way to get the word out. He didn't do it with a bunch of you didn't do it with a bunch of raffles or anything else. You did your podcast, you made your spots, you get out there and put the content out daily, and now everybody knows Mr. Markle is coming to town. I love that. I just think that is the greatest thing in the world. We're getting ready to run out of time, so since Paul had to this is sort of a flex mission to get him in because he's going to be on the road when we normally do this. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you for having me. I always appreciate the opportunity.
Always a good talk. Every time, you know, Paul and all, we always have a good conversation because sort of parallel. We've done the only thing I haven't done that he has done is I haven't written 97 books yet. But, you know, tomorrow is still another day. We got hour number 2 coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.